13-foot high. Yeah.
That's what we
need
to do.
She's not going to be here. So you guys can go whenever you want. She's not going to be here.
Oh, she's not coming?
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Call this meeting to order. Back.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, still under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first of all, we have a new member here. Forgot to introduce her last time. We kind of jumped in and worried about that.
Sorry.
I'm Christina Mason.
Aye.
Okay, public comment. Period devoted to comments by the general public by items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be offered the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction and not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public hearing posted at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Approval of minutes.
Has anybody had time to review the minutes?
Yeah.
Make a motion to approve the minutes. All in favor? Okay.
Approve the agenda for February.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Union Spring Volunteer Fire Department. No.
I don't think that he's going to be here.
No. Highway Patrol.
Highway Patrol. Nice to see you, brother.
Yeah, I'm seeing you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sergeant Robert from NHP. I missed last month, so I apologize for that. So I just want to reiterate real quick. I had some end of year stats I want to let you guys know before you get to last month. So basically for our area, we had 123 crashes for the entire year of 18. Of those, about half of those were divided between the Mount Charleston area and the highway. So it really wasn't one more than the other. During the year, we had 21 animal strikes. I know people tend to ask about that. Nine of those were on 95 and 12 were on the mountain. Those are the ones that were reported where a car stuck around. So we had probably about five more of those where the car didn't leave, but the animals were still left. So those weren't counted, but you know they counted in that, that's the one we had. So that was for the year pretty much. For January, we had, let's see, we made 335 traffic stops. That resulted in 350 tickets, 40 warnings. We had six crashes last month, which is kind of below average. We get about nine per month. December of 18 was a banner month. We had about 20 of that month, just by comparison. I think that was weather related. So the six crashes last month, three of them were on the highway. None involved animals. We also had about 76 motorists assisted with breakdowns or for whatever reason. That's pretty much it for our stats. For upcoming events, a couple things at 95. Kind of out of the ways in April. April 13th to the 19th is the Sacred Peace Walk, where the protesters, you know, walk up the highway from there, from town to here.
I'm sorry, I missed those dates.
April 13th to the 19th is the Sacred Peace Walk.
That's the week of Easter, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah, yeah, right around there, yeah. And then April 24th and 25th is the Law Enforcement Memorial Run, where the different agencies run the baton up to Carson City. Pretty much those 2 days are the days it'll be on 95, kind of between Las Vegas and probably Knight County. So those are the only two upcoming events that I had for this area. So any questions for me?
What kind of turnout do you expect for these protesters?
You know? I was on the website a couple weeks ago, and I didn't really see. It was more just an informational website. I haven't been on to see how many are coming. We have a meeting with the Creech guys, the Creech Intel guys. I think it's next week, and so I'm going to ask them to find out what they're usually better about finding out what numbers they're expecting. Usually it's about 15 or so, give or take, and then they stretch themselves out over about a mile at a time. Walking. So, usually the big protest of the year was always in the spring. They've moved that last year to the fall. So this is usually not as big as the big one they have. That's usually in October nowadays. So I don't know why they changed it, but they did. So okay. So heads up for them.
And we still can't run them over, huh?
You cannot run them over. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Creech.
Parks and Rec.
Hi, I'm Jessie. So we have a couple things going on. So this Saturday we're having youth baseball tryouts at 1 p.m. There's still time for kiddos to sign up. The ages are 3 through 13. And we're having baseball games. We'll be starting around mid-March. So this Saturday, the 16th and the 23rd is the CERT training. It's only for 2 days. Bingo is February 28th for ages 18 and up. And then every Tuesday, we're still doing knit, stitch, and crochet. It starts at 10 a.m. So any fiber artists are more than welcome to come up. Every Wednesday, we're still doing coffee talk. It's just a time and place where people can come up and converse. It's for any ages. And then Thursdays are the Pathway to Sobriety 12-step programs. It's from 6 to 7. That's all I got. Any questions?
Okay, thank you.
Indian Spring School.
I don't have much. We have some talks about, well, we had started to talk about going to a 4-day school week. That was squashed. That was squashed at the school level, and so now there's some conversation about doing block scheduling. So I don't know if anyone is familiar with block scheduling, but make yourselves familiar and then call the school if you have any questions about that. We've had events. We had the wrestling regional zone wrestling. It was great. I don't think that we have anything real pressing going on. Does anyone have any questions for us?
Yeah, enrollment up, down, even?
Our enrollment is pretty even. It's been down for several years, actually, but our open enrollment, the kids that are coming from Las Vegas, is way up. I mean, that accounts for, I would say, 40%. Would you say 40% of our high school? 30% of our high school?
About 25 to 30%.
It's really high, and we want that. We want open enrollment to be successful. Mr. Reimer, thank you very much. You know, you contributed to that. Yeah, that's right. So, and we want that. Our school is our middle school and high school. Is not considered Title I next year. I don't know if you guys know what that means, but there's some funding stuff. So we'll lose a little bit of funding. We'll lose a lot of funding, actually, but the fact that it's not a Title I school does give a nod to the financial situations of some of the parents of students. So, more of our kids are in a better financial position than what they were before. If you guys have people that might want to come to school out here, this is a great place to get a private school education on the deep pockets of the Clark County School District. Clark County School District is highly, it's overpopulated. All the schools in Las Vegas are overpopulated, from preschools, well, I mean, early childhood schools, to continuing education adult ed programs, high schools, middle schools, their elementary schools, they're all overpopulated. We, Sandy Valley, and I'm sure there's a couple other ones, but we maintain numbers that are doable still. We have small numbers, and so we want more kids to come in. The more kids come in, the more funding we have, the more programs that we can offer. They're also considering offering for not a whole lot of stuff. I had a whole lot of stuff to say. So I said, not much, but I'm still talking. So they're also considering, or they're not considering, they're bringing in some programs next year that are a little bit more geared towards everyday life skills, yeah. Yeah, life skills and trade type skills. And they're looking at things like that. So if you guys have some strong opinions on some of those options, I encourage you to call the school and just kindly give your opinion. Because that's, you know, that is the way you get things done. Let them know. Let Dr. Wiseman know. He's the one who ultimately makes the decision what you'd like to see. Right now it's looking mostly... it looks like mostly computer skill stuff. And then they're looking at some, I know a lot of people want like basic cooking, you know, sewing a button on, I mean, changing a tire, things that kids these days just simply don't get because they don't have home ec. I mean, we all had home ec and shop and we had these opportunities to learn how to function in life. They don't have that necessarily. So they're going to bring that in next year. That's all.
We need something like how to balance a checkbook, how to use a credit card.
Yeah, life skills. Yep.
Yeah.
All of those type things.
How to not use your credit card.
Yeah, well, you know. Mm-hmm.
On the open enrollment, is that only for students in Clark County?
Yeah. Mm. You know, that's a really...
Principal is right down the road, and I know somebody live there who might be interested, because Pahrump is actually farther than here, but that's Nye County.
That's a good question. I don't know. I'll find that out for you because I don't know. You know, we've had kids that came to school here from Pahrump, but I'm not sure what their circumstance was. They had been in school here, they moved to Pahrump, and then they continued to go to school here. So maybe they were grandfathered in. I don't know if they could, I don't know if they could opt to come here. I can't see why not either. Open enrollment's open enrollment. So, yeah. Anything
it's ultimately,
else?
Ultimately funded by Carson City, right?
What?
Don't they fund and decide, you know, the school district, or is it all just Clark County?
It's Clark County. School districts are...
Do you get any money from the state, or is it just...
Well, I mean, in a roundabout way, we get funded by federal... We have some programs that are federally funded... We have state and mostly state funded programs, but the individual counties are who decide what our funding is. That's why you see, unfortunately, in Nye County, Lyon County, a lot of their thing, well, their entire programs are set up 100% different because their money allotments come from a completely different governing source.
Right. I know. Part of my out-of-uniform duties is I'm on the SOT team, whatever that means, that's what it stands for, but we're talking about budget right now, and the school is actually has a pretty healthy budget this year. So we're trying to figure out what to do with all that, and those programs she was talking about, is a meeting Wednesday for that people to go over that and find out what it's going to take.
So. Yeah, and if you guys call, if you want to understand a little bit more about, well, so we have a strategic budget, which means that our school decides, we get an entire budget and then our school decides where that money goes. So our strategic budget has to pay for our power, our water, our teachers, our programs, our buses, our, I don't know if it does our buses now that I think about it. No, transportation does our buses, but they make the decisions as far as all of those things go. So out of that budget, we have to pay for all of our basic bills, our, you know, all of our utility bills, plus all of our teachers, plus all of our athletics, our supplies, and that list really goes on and on. And we're really, so I'm the backup banker, so I have to, I watch where all this money goes. And we are, we have some pretty strict rules on where certain budgets are allowed to go. So right now, one of the budgets that's pretty exorbitant is our programs budget. You know, the one that pays for our teachers and our different classes. And so that's where they're looking at adding in these more technical programs for our kids, life skills, trades, technical programs. And the block scheduling makes a little bit of a difference too, as far as our employees, because it's going to change some things about the way everybody has to do stuff. So if you guys want to know more, Dr. Wiseman's the guy to go to. He'll have meetings. He is super open to having meetings and explaining all these things to people. So I encourage you to give a call. Or ask me and I'll find out. But he's the guy that would know more than I would. All I can
call
do is relay.
Call for a meeting with you and Wiseman.
Huh?
Call for a meeting with you and Wiseman.
Oh, I won't say a word, though.
He does have a page view of the parents or something, usually once a month. I haven't seen a notice for that, but that's a good venue to go ask some questions and find out what's going on.
They canceled it.
Oh, they did?
I recently asked, yeah.
Oh. Like all the others?
Forever, or?
Yeah, they said they have something new planned for next year, but no word on what it'll be, and then for the rest of the year.
It just wasn't enough interest. It's like the same two people.
Yeah.
If the same two people come and ask the same three questions, at some point you gotta quit buying donuts.
Okay. Thank you. High Desert Seniors.
I don't think they're up yet.
Clark County, you got anything from Megan?
Megan just says that she's terribly sorry that she is not here and that she was in a meeting with the commissioner and she thought that this was going to be canceled, so she took too long to discuss the meeting. So she would have had to drive like a maniac. The weather's not good. So she's going to head home and stay safe.
Good. So she didn't send me the update.
Planning and zoning, none. General business, American Red Cross. You have the floor.
For 3 minutes?
No.
Oh, take your time.
I don't get that much.
Take your time, you got
you
four.
You only get a minute and a half.
So, Bill Gore of the American Red Cross. Generally speaking, we're in the Utah-Nevada region, and then there's five chapters, Southern Nevada. This is part of the Southern Nevada one. The Red Cross does five basic things. We do a disaster piece, which most of us are aware of, typhoons, hurricanes, that sort of thing. Blood services, collecting blood. The training, CPR, first aid, that sort of thing. And then service to the armed forces and international services. The last two are what I represent. So my intention here is we like to get volunteers in bases. So because of the distance, I want to see if there's people interested in volunteering over at the base. That's what I'm here for, but also to articulate all the services that are available. One of the most that I think any community can use is free smoke alarms. So because of the disaster thing, on a national scale, a lot of publicity goes to the earthquakes and that sort of things, but day-to-day in towns across the country, house fires. And in a lot of areas, there's a lot of people that if they lose where they live, they have no place to go. So what the Red Cross does, they go out those areas and they can give them money, a little money and a little food for a few days, somewhere to stay. And then to prevent that, in addition to saving lives and injury and that sort of thing,
They offer free smoke detectors. So see smoke alarms. Anybody can get free smoke alarms and some batteries installed. So, and we do all that with volunteers. So I'm a paid staff. The idea would be to make that available here. And then ideally look for people here who'd like to volunteer that would be kind of the point of contact. And then we install them, so we would have to teach people to install them. We don't just hand them out. But I want to make sure that service is available and you're aware of it. That one, and then...
I just wanted to ask one thing about that one. So basically someone would contact you for the smoke alarm thingamajigger, whatever
yes.
it's called. And then you would contact the volunteers, so you would be the one saying, okay, these people can get it, you need to go out there and do it. It wouldn't be the volunteer's decision on who gets them or not.
Well, it's not, it's just somebody wants it, we take them out there.
Right.
What they try to do is, you know, schedule an area, Henderson. So they wouldn't want to do one, you know, this team go out and install one in Henderson. So they try to, so ideally what we would do is we'd maybe
a coordinator out here
once
to
a
get,
right.
to get so many set up and go, okay, I got five houses, come out Saturday.
No, if somebody out here was the key volunteer, they could store them here, then they could install them as they wanted to.
But if not, it doesn't make it not happen.
Right.
Okay.
It's just more the efficiencies. They wouldn't want to have send one person, one volunteer out here to do that.
I think you would coordinate, yeah.
Yeah, so that's, ideally we want to have a volunteer. And like I said, I don't represent that piece, but I know the lady who does, and we could get all the training, whatever's available, is needed. And then the smoke alarm would come out here, so once a week, or whatever the volunteer decided they want to do. They might say, we'd like to do it once a month, once a week, once
gotcha.
A whatever.
Okay.
So that's something, and then I could help with that because I would want to, you know, that's what I'm going to do. Blood drives, you know, if you're interested in a blood drive, we can work on that. That's highly regulated, so it's not like, hey, we get a blood drive tomorrow. It would be like big events that you have if you'd like to have a blood drive there. Ideally, they like to get signups so they know how much they're gonna get. But anyway, just let you know what's available and then what you're interested in. And then servicing armed forces. That piece would be ideally getting people into the base to do just have someone there. Because one of the main things we do for the military, most people are probably aware of, is the emergency communication piece. So if a service member is deployed or even just away from family and something happens there, what the Red Cross does is verifies for that command that there is an emergency. In the old days, it was they actually got the message over there, but now... You know, people deployed to Afghanistan from there, they can call them all the time, so they know. It's the verification piece for that command so that they can say, okay, yes, it's an emergency, we'll let them go on emergency leave. And it doesn't mean it's not definitive, it just means here's the information, they either can or cannot release them. But that's the main feature, so we like to let all the military folks know that, and then have people who are down, ideally just to articulate all the programs we're talking about. Now, it's a little different because I don't think very few of the creatures live out here. I don't know.
No.
Not very many. But anyway, just make those things available there. And also, I'd like to do the reverse, you know, have them help volunteer over here. I'll mention, I guess we haven't periodically, they come to these meetings, or it's been a while? Or?
Yes, they come
okay.
once in a while. Yeah.
So. And I'm fairly new, but I want to get over there and work with them just let them know that I go to these. Maybe they go on and send somebody or maybe they, anyway. That's the main, my main purpose for this is to let you know that American Red Cross is here and those are some of the services that are available. And we do everything with volunteers, so people want to volunteer. We do casework, meaning the emergency communication piece that happens. That happens at kind of a national office. But then they dispatch those cases once they're done to the regions to follow up. Did everything go okay? Because sometimes things don't go as well as they should. So we follow up and we use caseworkers. So it's a matter of logging into a database, making some phone calls, sending emails just to follow up those pieces. So just a variety of volunteer opportunities. That's what I'm here for. Let you know those are available. Let you know what services are available. I thought it was something like free smoke alarms would be maybe needed out here. Well, that's
yeah,
why
definitely.
I'm here. I can leave my cards with you, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave my cards with you. And I appreciate you inviting me out here. And be happy to come back, I guess it's monthly?
Yeah, it is monthly, yep.
So if you're happy, I don't necessarily have to talk every time, I just like to be here, so somebody got questions or something?
I have one more question, just because I think I asked you these, but I'm trying to get everybody else to know them. They don't have to own their home to get the smoke detectors. They can get it done on a rental also.
Yeah,
I just wanted, because that's kind of normally not a thing, and that's one thing I had asked you. And then when you leave some cards, could you leave some here at the center also?
I have just very few, I'll get more on here next.
Or just email me like a little flyer and I'll get it. That would work for me.
Got it, so then just constantly contact me.
Yes. That would be great.
The free smoke alarms, we'll see the fire department can secure that then. They're gonna hate me.
It doesn't have to be them, but whatever.
Oh, I think it should.
Well, and they could be trained, one, someone could be a volunteer to install them. He said the battery is a 10-year battery on these ones that come with them. Oh, I really like the smoke detector myself. Because I think it's a real good thing out here. It would be a rental, you don't have to own the home. Three smoke detectors per house, and it's a 10-year battery. And it's self-enclosed. Am I right? The battery's all enclosed.
That's correct. It's the 10-year ones.
Yes.
Not the ones that you were like, when it's done, it goes away. They also provide three, so in theory, you could get three free smoke detectors, and then you could get three batteries for existing smoke detectors.
Okay, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like that for out here. I thought that was a really good thing.
And then also they could do the same thing, get someone trained out here. I don't know if anyone out here has had that, but there's a house fire here, the Red Cross comes out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just recently.
And that can actually be someone out here. A volunteer gets trained and all that. You know, so you can have someone that lives out here that has those cards and responds with the fire department. Because in town, the fire department calls them. Sounds like they may have the same relationship out here. So that person could be out here. Could be a volunteer out here that has those.
And is trained to install.
Well, is trained to go out and issue the card. You know, they're separate. They may be the same volunteer, but they're separate programs.
Oh, gotcha.
The one that goes to those, the people. And they use the term sound the alarm. Is kind of the name of the program for the fire smoke detectors.
Sound the alarm.
But you can contact me. So, any other questions?
Is there a minimum volunteer requirement at Creech? Like hours per week, hours per month?
No, there's nobody over there right now. So I would say, you know, ideally it's 90. Because we have folks that come over. I've got a lady that comes over at Nellis every Wednesday, every Tuesday from 10 to 1. That's great. So someone just wants to do a little bit. No. Ideally, we want several volunteers rather than one doing a lot, so we just allow people to do little things. So even if somebody's there once a week, if there was just one person to start, the idea is to make all the Red Cross things available over there. And then that would help with the relationships here, hopefully.
Are you considering doing it?
I don't know. I'm right now. But sometimes when I hear about volunteer opportunities, it's hungry, and then it's like 20 hour a month.
So you're saying it could be like, it doesn't even have to be once a week?
No.
Okay.
It could be, you know, because we have a relationship with the Airmen and Family Readiness Center, and I've talked to them, I think they would allow me to have, because I was going to come out here just to be out there once in a while. So if somebody wanted to go over there once a month for a few hours, you know, if it was once a month, maybe nice to half a day or something, or a day if they could. But it wouldn't have to be, but ideally it would be regular. Every first Tuesday.
Right. Exactly.
Red Cross person's here.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then that person could be answer other volunteer questions. And, you know, because not a lot of people live out here, probably more so people from here maybe find it convenient to volunteer over there. But anyway.
And
yeah,
where do you train the person?
So for just that,
yeah.
Not a lot of training that goes on. It would just be starting a program. So basically I would provide material. These are the main questions. And then there's anything training that requires online.
Okay, it's all online. Good.
Most of it's online. There's some that's in person, but a lot of it would just be online.
Well, I mean, it's nothing to you because you know it all. but from somebody who knows absolutely nothing, it seems like, oh, there's a lot to remember. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. So we could break it down, because no one's been there before,
right.
So it would be kind of breaking new ground.
Gotcha.
My
okay.
first thing would be, hey, here's the Red Cross. You got any questions? It would just be, oh, I'll write it down, and we'll get you an answer.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then they would learn the programs as they go, because there'd probably be some downtime where they could read. I could give you
yes.
these to
yes.
primarily okay. understand the services we offer to the Armed Forces folks. You get versed on those, so it could be right there. It's not going to be a sort of
cool. No, it sounds interesting.
And my idea that
it's interesting. I just don't know where I would fit it in. I have to think about it.
So my intent isn't like, okay, this is your time, you got to buy it now. That's why I'm going to show up once a month, and I'm going to take a while.
Yeah, no selling or transferring. No, I think that's, I like, yeah, and I really like the smoke detector.
Well, again, I appreciate your time, and appreciate inviting me. Thank you.
Well, thank
you.
Right,
thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good seeing you again.
Thank you.
And I'll just email you, because I still have your email.
Okay.
That'll work. So
okay,
you can
thank
just
you.
Give those to her.
Thank you.
Thank you. Discuss and take action on sending a letter of support of the community grant for improved internet service for Shannon's friends. Is this something we got to wait with Megan?
It does not.
She said she was going to draft a letter.
Yeah. So.
Did she send that on to you or no?
No.
Okay.
So listen. You don't, you, since she's the one drafting it, you can take action on sending a letter supporting the grant. Because it needs to be, right. She emailed you guys the letter that she drafted, right? Did she?
No. She emailed us if we would approve.
Right,
or
so
she was throwing it out there. Should I draft a letter?
So here's the deal.
To do this,
you can take action on supporting a letter in pursuit of a grant for improved internet service for Indian Springs.
Okay.
Like she doesn't. You don't have to have the letter in front of you
right.
to support the. Or to approve the supporting of a letter being written. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that way she can write it, and then next time you guys can just approve the letter and she sends it.
Well,
or actually, she can probably have you guys then,
yeah.
She'll probably send it to me, and then I can have you guys sign it if she doesn't have to, or if she doesn't have time.
Yeah,
but if we wait,
short notice, she had emailed us all
right.
and said, "I'm going to write a letter if you approve it," and it was supposed to come here already because she had to.
Right. So we've already, yeah, let's
we've
do
already
it.
Well, no. While you guys are here and together,
yeah.
you have to take action on supporting.
Okay.
You have to take action on supporting, or on approving the support of a letter to be written for the grant.
Okay.
You have to do that in a public forum.
Okay.
Question, is this open to comment?
What do you got?
What's the grant?
Yeah, I know some questions I have in regards to the grant. First, who's going to be monitoring the grant? Who is going to be operating the grant, controlling the funding for the grant? This type of stuff. Who
what
is managing
the grant for? It's for
well,
that would be our
service. The cell service guy.
It was the, it's just trying for what we tried for before and got denied, right?
Right.
Basically,
so it's the same thing.
It's a grant.
Yeah.
If
different company.
Yes.
So you are doing this on behalf of a provider. You're forming a
right.
letter.
Right.
She's forming a letter on the behalf of
the. He wants to know, do I want to apply for this grant again?
Okay.
And we're saying, absolutely
so
yes.
So this is an outside person that has already established a.
Yeah, he's been here and.
Okay.
Yeah, he's given his
trying to get government funding, right,
it's
to help us
yes.
get better
yeah.
internet.
Yeah, for a federal,
I think
the one that we were denied last time.
That was the
different.
Issue.
Yeah, they have like changed.
He wouldn't make
a new
problem.
Type of program
yeah.
has been introduced, and he feels that he has a pretty good shot.
Okay.
Because it says the only thing they would need is a letter of support, and then she said similar to the one that was attached, and then we all emailed back.
What is the type of internet service that they're planning on providing? Is it going to be a cable type? Is it going to be an,
satellite?
It's going to be wireless
broadband.
There was the one individual that was trying to pull a system all the way from Nye County through the desert over here to
wireless broadband, right?
So if that's not the same individual, how is this other person planning on supplying the service out here?
It's going to be a wireless broadband and then fiber optic lines to the wireless tower. So basically, think the wireless modem in your house, the DSL, one of those outside, and then you have a deal coming in, and then to the towers, that's going to be a fiber optic.
Okay, this is that line of sight provider. In other words, everything that connects to his system has to be in line of sight to the routing or the transfer.
Yeah, the tower would probably
be. The transfer tower has to be in line of sight of all the broadband receivers in order to have the system.
Okay. So right, you were here.
Yeah, it's the same setup.
Well,
I was here.
And I was trying to. We've covered several different types of systems over the last 2 years.
This is that same guy. He's going to try it again. I don't know if he can get approved, but give it a shot.
It looks like some of the criteria.
It's a very common system in towns like this.
Yeah, he said there's no guarantee.
No, yeah, okay. The same guy, nothing.
He's willing to give it a shot.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so do we want
to... Someone has to make a motion.
To approve.
Nobody has to second it, but you have to make a motion, and everyone... I mean,
approve.
And then you guys have to vote.
A letter in support of pursuing a grant for increased internet service.
Second.
Next, discuss sending a letter of support for continued grant funding for Southern Nevada Transit Coalition's Silver Rider bus. I remember last time, you had said why they changed from 2 days to 1 day, and Megan had said because not many people were using it,
right.
And then you cut the funding for it. So if more people step up and use it, maybe we'll get more days.
They're going to get the same amount of money from the grant, though, right?
I don't know.
Because they were operating 4 days a week, and then they cut it down to two, and then now up to one. But they're still getting the same amount of grant funding.
No, they're not.
That's the whole point. That's why they had to cut it down, because they just there wasn't enough people that were signing that they used it.
To get it continued for the current funding.
They just have to keep up with the grant. It's the same one that they've done for years and years.
The same one with the same funding.
Right? It's not the same amount of funding now.
If they're not getting 40 people every time and they cut it down to 1 day, they're taking 3/4 of your funding away. Because why are they going to pay for a bus? They're going to give it to somebody else.
Right. They don't get the same funding, but I think we should send a letter at least to maintain what we currently have.
That's what
and I think if you want more days back, then start calling for the service and get more people on that bus and pack it every Thursday.
Right.
And then they're going to see, hey, we need to add another day.
That'd be the only way to really increase it, is to show that people are in a waiting line of some sort.
Yes.
I think you're right, though. I think that you're right, Darren. It's a grant, and it's a set amount of money. You're absolutely right. So that's actually good news. It's not bad news that they're getting the same amount of money for less days. It's good news because if there is a need, they can increase the days without having to wait for an increase in funding. Does that make sense?
I wonder.
Do you see what I'm saying?
What if it's a yearly plan,
what?
Wouldn't they change it every year?
Yeah.
I wonder if the money is somehow
going
somewhere else. I mean, they can't really stockpile it because once it's gone,
it's gone. It's a grant. We're only part of that grant.
Yeah,
so
that grant goes to Sandy Valley, someplace. Is it Laughlin he goes to also? He goes to more than one place.
I didn't know of.
I
know that he's the.
Because Megan said he goes over there too.
Yeah.
I don't know who all is included, but I know he goes to several places. But we're just a portion of the entire grant. We're to be included in that grant amount of money. If I remember correctly, from years and years and years ago when we did it, it just buys us into the service. The grant is the grant. And yet, you're right, there can be an influx of money. There can be more money, and then they could take Sandy Valley six times because there's six times as many people as using that as us. That's right, as us. You know, we only require one time. If we have more people, they will take, we'll get more routes if we have more people that are using it. We just don't have very many people using it.
It's $8
round trip for anyone who is not a senior citizen. It is not, there's no charge for a senior citizen. They can ask you to kind of, like, my grandma still pays for it. My grandma pays, but she's not required to pay. It's optional if you're a senior citizen or if you're disabled. If you have a disability or you're a senior citizen, it is no charge. That's why it's granted. You know, they can't, the grant is for the transport of disabled people and senior citizens. In other words, people that they deem unable to transport themselves, but they allow anyone to go. But you do have to pay for it. I mean, you know, if you're 25 and capable of driving yourself, you can't go for free because that's not what the grant's for.
It's a pretty good deal, though.
It is, yeah. $8. I'd probably charge more if it was my car. Just saying. So that needs a motion and
motion,
discussion, vote.
Send a letter of support.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdictional result. No votes may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. Applicable, clearly state your name and address. Please tell your last name for the record. Any member of the board wishes to extend a lengthy presentation, this will be done by the chair. Anybody have something to say? Once, twice. Thank you very much.
You missed somebody.
Oh, no. You're not a member of the general public.
You're just a member. Go ahead.
The property on the corner of McFarland and Boulder that is county property, I think we should investigate doing something to fix it up.
That's the basketball court, right?
Yeah.
That nobody does anything.
The old top shop.
Yep.
Shaft.
That's all I got.
Have you guys seen the, there's a grant, a Tony Hawk grant, and it's a pretty sizable grant for skate parks. And it's,
have the one down there.
Listen, we have a skate park here, but it's not the magnitude that it would be down there. That's not really a bad idea, and so... Okay, well, that's your opinion, but that isn't a bad idea to look into. I mean, that's not a bad idea to look into. What you don't want to do is just let it sit there like you have seen. It's just sitting there and everything's dying.
What about, like,
it is county property?
It is county property.
How big is a lot?
I'll bet that's
an
acre.
A little more than an acre, a little less, a little more.
It's just like a parking lot and one basketball hoop just hangs too.
I mean, I would just, I'd be happy just fixing up what's already there, making it what it used to be, and watering the tree, maybe a bench.
I'm going to tell you something. My dad got a table from somebody who donated it to him, and he took it over there, and he put it next to the trees and stuff because he thought the kids would like it, and it took a month and a half for the kids to turn it over, tear it up, my dad get mad, pick it up, and take it back where he got it from.
We'll get one of the big concrete
counties. I'm just saying, it's, you know, everybody agrees that it should be done for something, but it's going to have to be done where the kids don't tear it up.
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, if you're going to do something for the kids, maybe put up some lights there, and then you got to ask...
Oh, it was right on the corner where the lights are.
Yeah, and then ask the neighbors how they feel about the lights, and...
There's only a light on the corner.
it's just not maintained. I mean, it's just a matter of just maintaining what's already there. I think it'll be pretty easy.
It would not be difficult. Hey, what do they do about the water in that case? Hey, look who's here. What do they do about the water in places that are, like, in... Like, is there, huh?
Shouldn't there already be a meter there?
There's a meter, right?
Yeah.
Send a bill.
They just turn it on and you guys just send in a county bill.
Send it to somebody.
There you go. I mean, it should all be in place already. I mean, there should already be a meter there.
There should be
the two.
Turn the water on and send the bill.
There should be three. Right? It was the library. Remember the little trailer that was the library? That had water. The library and the two cop shop and the two police houses.
Two residents.
Two residents and a... library that was actually a trailer.
So let's maybe for next month put something on the agenda to talk about what people would want to do
further
with that
discussion.
Yeah, give some people time, a month or two, to think about it and post it out there. Hey, what would you do with this property?
It's like a noble idea.
And maybe contact the county to see, because the county, okay, this is how it works with county property. The county would have to maintain anything you put on there.
Right.
So you can't do anything without a combo with the county.
Right.
Because it's their property.
What if you get like volunteers to maintain?
You can't do anything to the property. I would start with a conversation with the county. If you want me to, I can try to find your contact person.
Yeah.
Because the county should
get back on that in 2029.
Wouldn't Megan be the contact person?
She's county, but it depends on who. She's not involved with the talks in regards to this park.
With Parks and Recreation.
Right. Because the builder is talking to the county in regards to what they're going to do to this park and what the county's going to be responsible for doing. I understand county, she's county. But there's somebody who, this is what they do as their job.
Another option would be to just put in a work order to maintain what's already there. And maybe no one will notice.
Mike, could you say that like four more times? Because you're right. Like, just at least maintain
it.
I
can tell you it hasn't been maintained as long as I've
been. I mean, if we just call in a work order and someone comes out and fixes it, and maybe
so
no one will notice.
That ball got dropped a long time ago.
I think part of the problem is who does it belong to? That was what the discussion was before.
Just because it's county when they, doesn't mean it's Parks and Rec. It might be something.
It's not Parks and Rec. It belonged to, I mean, originally it was property that was owned by the Metropolitan Police, and our two resident officers lived there. It was their residence, and they paid for it. I mean, the Metro paid for it. For them.
All it says on the assessor's
Lloyd
side
Pearson
is,
and Shelley Kemp. That's who lived there.
Assessors?
County of Clark.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's who it belonged to, and when they vacated it, it went to ownership of Clark County as a general.
Do you still have that assessor's page?
It's on the
Everyone internet. Has it.
Well, I know. I just didn't want to look it up again.
Well, I didn't print it out.
Okay.
I like trees.
I don't print things. I'm
okay.
Just save them on my computer.
Find out who officially owns it.
I'll go to the assessor's page next week. I'll print it out. I will print it out. I will forward it to my boss and say, can you tell me which entity of the county is control of this property?
Thank you.
That's a start.
That's where you need to start.
Thank you. Thank
because
you,
that
Teresa.
Will determine what needs to happen.
That'd be
there's
great.
So many entities of the county.
But I think if you want to go down there with some people and just break up the dead grass and clean it up and...
No one's going to kick you off.
Yeah.
Right.
Put up
I
a new...
My dad used to clean the corner. You know, the corner where all the little trees are, and he used to try to dump water on the big tree, but it was just too much. But, so no, nobody's going to say anything if you go clean it, because he used to do it. When he lived across the street from it.
Yeah.
But then he got mad because the kids tore it up.
Fire department? Anything?
Let's keep you, bud.
Better late than never?
Yeah.
I know there was a call, right?
No, that wasn't. Oh. It was just a personal thing that needed to get done. My name's Akai Pinkerton, for anybody that doesn't know, Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department. Nothing really to report. We are trying to gather a system to where if you have a key code to enter your house or something, we'll get provided that, and then we'll make sure it's in our system. That way, when we are dispatched out to your place, we won't have to break down the door or anything.
Are you finding a lot of that, Clay?
There hasn't been too many, but I know there's a couple around town. We don't know if there's any more than that because we don't run on every single house in the whole town. But yeah, if you guys know of anybody, shoot Chief Judd a text or a Facebook message or something for now. And we'll try and get something else going. Still got the hydrant thing. I know that's going to be talked about for many more town board meetings.
Yeah, I know Chief Haydu's working on that. He's lined up some stuff for us, probably next month's meeting.
Yeah, so.
You know, just informational type stuff.
So, and one other thing, we've been seeing a little bit more increase of highway type accidents. Just be alert driving. A lot of people end up falling asleep, and I'm sure NHP runs on quite a few of them too. So, that's pretty much it. Any questions, comments, concerns?
Just FYI, you need to get with Red Cross. He's got free smoke alarms program that I volunteered you for.
Sound the alarm program.
Because your fire department, I thought that would fit.
Sound the alarm program.
Okay.
Excellent. So anyway, just get with him. And
I'll get with you later on.
Yeah, ain't no big thing.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thanks, careful buddy. With a giant leak. Something slip.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else? Going once, going twice. Nope.
Just real quick, on the minutes of the meeting for January, item number 4, shouldn't that be like the January meeting approval of agenda for December, whatever? It should be January, right? And if the vote was 5-0 on item number 3, and unanimous, shouldn't item number 4 be 5-0? Unanimous? Just wondering. For the record.
Yeah, it should be. Hold on. Our minutes were December. Agenda.
The agenda was January.
Yep, it sure should be. That 4-0 was a copy paste. Just so you guys know, I appreciate knowing those things. And this is why. Because the county that we talk about all the time has these minutes and agenda, the formats, so locked down, the copy and paste doesn't work half the time. So when we try to copy and paste, we're having to use agendas and minutes from the year before. So some of that little crap like that, I don't catch it. I mean, to be honest with you, nobody's going to care or notice except you, Darren. But let me know those things because I didn't see that. Obviously, these guys didn't either. Yeah, I'll change the 5-0. And actually, that's good now because this isn't a final draft. These aren't final. So I can do that 5-0.
Okay.
All right. Next meeting day, March 14th. During this meeting.
All right.
think that we just like.
There are some people here that just want to hear themselves talk, and it drives me insane.
Like me.
But not you. No, you don't. You, when you say things, it's poignant. They're poignant.
I talk more than anywhere else.
Well, I'm telling you, it's poignant, and you listen, and you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I drive by that every day, and it's like, crap.
It's so negative. I can't even imagine living in his head. How depressing.
What you gotta do is you gotta learn how to use negative vibes to create more positive energy. Because all energy is just vibrations of matter.
It's kind of the same. That's all under the disaster services. So
it'll be a leg of that. Huh? I just want to punch him like that dick every time you talk.
Basically, you got to put a lot of air into a lot of...
I'll have to break that part.
Someone will sign, yes, I want some.
So...